Afghanistan was just one of the trouble spots on the agenda at a regional security meeting in Bahrain this past weekend. The conference brought together top officials and generals from dozens of nations. The head of the U.S. Central Command, David Petraeus, was there. So was Time magazine's Vivian Walt. She's back in Paris now. Walt says many delegates in Bahrain expressed concern about America's expanding footprint in Southwest Asia.
30,000 troops is a lot of troops, and there is a feeling that this is becoming the forever war, and that in fact there is no real end date. So Petraeus, who was on a lot of different panels and in fact gave me an hour-long interview on Sunday, was at pains to say that they were not going to fight this endless war and that they weren't involved in the open-ended nation building. There's a lot of skepticism about whether or not that really is true.
And in that one-hour sit-down with General David Petraeus, Vivian, did he have anything to say about how the United States would actually engage, would put pressure on the Taliban leadership inside Pakistan? Because, as we know, President Obama has made this connection with Pakistan a key plank of his Afghanistan strategy.
Well, curiously, I went from interviewing him to interviewing the Pakistani Foreign Minister, Qureshi. And, you know, essentially the two are on something of a collision course. And in fact, General Petraeus is in Islamabad today. He flew straight from the meeting to Islamabad. Here's the problem. Petraeus wants to expand the drone attacks into Pakistan territory because he realizes that you can get a handle on Afghanistan, maybe crush the Taliban in Afghanistan, although that's a big maybe. And the moment you've done that, you get a whole lot of the insurgents coming across the border into Afghanistan from Pakistan. Pakistan, exactly contrary to this way of thinking, wants the opposite. They want to take control of the military operation in Pakistan. They don't want the U.S. drone attacks. They think it's bad for their feeling of sovereignty of their own territory, and that in fact it could be counterproductive among Pakistanis who for the first time have really gotten behind the counterinsurgency attacks.
The Pakistanis say they want to take control of the drone operations over on the border. Are they really serious? I mean, did you talk with the Pakistani foreign minister about that? Because it doesn't really seem that that's really going to happen.
I don't think it is going to happen. But in fact, I did ask the question to Qureshi point blank. Does this include the drone attacks? Are you actually saying that you want to take over these drone attacks? And he said, yes. The problem with the drone attacks is twofold. One is they cause collateral damage. And every time you have civilian Pakistanis dying in a drone attack, even though you're getting some Al-Qaeda leaders, it sets them back in terms of getting villages on the side of the Pakistani military. So what they would like is to gain control of it, to get the U.S. to transfer military capability to the Pakistani military, and they feel like their recent operations in the Swat Valley and in South Waziristan have shown that they're capable of running this. I would say within, you know, Washington, there are people who are yet to be convinced.
Vivian Walt of Time magazine, just back from the 6th Manama Dialogue in Bahrain. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.